Is the number brought to you by SACL CAI. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And you can, of course, join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. That is yet another option for you to connect to the show. Now, you will need to send us a contact request. If you've not yet done so via Skype, then we'll approve it, and you will be able to easily connect to us from that point on. So we're here, by the way. It is the Memorial Day edition of the show, and 855-450-FREE is the number. Maybe you've got some comments that you'd like to share surrounding the various different themes, perhaps, that might be expressed in public on mass media today, that you may have some thoughts you want to share about those things. 855-450-FREE. I know I went out this morning and shared my thoughts silently, for the most part, with a peace flag that I attached to a flagpole. And Wendy, who is one of our bloggers at freekeen.com, she also has a flag. Hers is an American flag, but the stars, the portion, star portion, have been replaced by a peace symbol.
One big peace symbol.
Correct.
So it's not the 50 stars in the shape of a peace symbol?
Right, it's just one big old peace symbol in that area of the flag. So we had two flags. We had three people with signs, Make Love Not War, and a couple others. And so we had a nice little peace contingent go out this morning, and we stood out on the median at Central Square, which is the heart of downtown Keene, New Hampshire, where there were hundreds of people on down the street, probably a few thousand people down the one main drag in Keene, preparing for the parade, the usual bringing out of whatever militaristic vehicles the area has. And surprisingly, the Bearcat was not included. I have to say, I was pretty shocked by that, considering the police department just got themselves a $300,000 toy from the federal government that they can use to crush over people's freedoms. That is essentially a tank. Kind of expected them to roll that one out today, but when I inquired with one of the Keene police officers, he made it sound like, yeah, that was never really a possibility and that it probably isn't going to come out anytime soon. So I had a nice hour-long chat with one of the Keene police about a variety of different subjects, many of which we've touched on in the past. He's one of the more chatty ones that are willing to actually talk. There's some Keene police officers don't want to talk at all. They don't even want to make eye contact. Usually it's just the police chief, but there's a couple others besides him that that behave in that way. But it was nice, you know, because as we discussed during our conversation, the Keene police, I think, are a cut above the average police department as far as how they behave towards members of the public and the activist community. This one in particular actually specifically said that he wants to see an end to, he didn't come right out and say he wanted to end drug prohibition, but he definitely understood decriminalizing cannabis, for instance.
Did you talk to him about, I think that's great, did you talk to him about sort of U.S. military intervention in foreign lands today? I mean, that seemed like appropriate conversation.
That was kind of where the conversation started. He was trying to get us to agree that it was good to have this, you know, crew of men to go around the world and
so we need 50,000. We need 50,000 troops in South Korea. I think there's 37,000 in Germany still.
Would have been a good point to make.
A large number in Japan, as well as, you know, most other countries
in the world.
I might
have agreed with you on that. I don't
74
know.
Countries in which U.S. is participating currently in sort of military action. So, I mean, that's, you could call it a war. Since war hasn't been declared since 1942, it's really difficult to call anything a war or not. But the United States is involved in military action in like 74 countries.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
Would have been a good point to bring up. I know that you weren't feeling so good, so you couldn't come out with us this morning. But
yeah, I wanted to come out, but with the permanent headache that I have. Some mornings I feel worse than others.
Well, he's a former military guy, as you might imagine, this particular police
officer. Most cops are.
And
I don't know if that's a fair statement, but a lot of them are.
A lot of them are. His perspective was essentially that there's bad people in the world, and that we need the government and the military to stop them. And of course, he brought up Saddam Hussein as an example. And I said, "Well, who put Saddam Hussein?
Dictator?
Yeah, who put Saddam Hussein into power?" And he said, "That doesn't matter.
Right. And just because the CIA goes around instituting dictators around the world that then turn on the United States, or the United States turns on them, it's really difficult to really decide.
That's not relevant.
We still need a standing military." And you know, I don't necessarily disagree with the standing military argument, but I don't think that military should be standing in 130 nations at 1,000 military bases around the world.
I tried to explain to him, for instance, that I thought that he should be free to support whatever militaries he would like. You know, if he wants to support military A or B with his money, or if he wants to go put his life on the line for those militaries, he should have that freedom, but not be able to force other people who aren't interested in that to do that. And of course, he brought the examples home, like, well, wouldn't you want somebody to go after a murderer if somebody was murdered down the street? And of course, yeah, of course we would want that, and I'd be willing to pay for those sorts of services. He's just, you know, one of those guys who hasn't really thought too hard about how things could be done differently. He's open-minded enough to be willing to stand there for an hour and have a conversation. Like, I was actually trying to leave at one point. He kept over and kept coming over to talk. So, you know, it was I think overall it was a good morning. We had a lot of positive response, as we did last year.
Did he tell you, if you don't like it, leave?
Yes. Yeah, that one came up.
Really?
Yeah.
If you don't like it, leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I consider that open at all. Okay, so I always love this one.
Well, anyone willing to have a conversation, I think, is better than someone who's going to pretend you don't exist.
I mean, you know, usually these people that would say, if you don't like it, leave, would hold up the Founding Fathers as, great Americans or something like that. The Founding Fathers said, nope. We're not leaving. We're fighting for this particular land.
Yeah. Well, and the Founding Fathers, one thing that's interesting and they don't really teach in school is that originally they were petitioning King George for the basic rights of an Englishman.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to, you know, declare themselves a new nation originally. It became that way after George III said that the people in the colonies are in open rebellion and essentially said, you know, I will try to exterminate you.
Right, right.
But originally they were petitioning for the rights of an Englishman.
I hear you. And I just think that, you know, most people, that this is such a callow way of going about having this argument. Okay, all right, I'm willing to leave. If you can tell me where I can go in order to try more personal liberty for myself.
Somalia. If you don't like it, go to Somalia or Korea.
You know, the United States government has been involved in many, many military excursions in Somalia since the fall of its government in the early 90s.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, governments have been set up in Somalia, and the UN goes in and knocks them down. So if Somalia is in a state of anarchy, it is in a state of anarchy because of the UN and the United States.
But it's not really anarchy per se, because it's basically in a state of civil war and has been for close to 20 years.
Fine. If that's the case,
right,
and if somebody wants you to go to Somalia, fine. I mean, I suppose that that's some argument, but if I go to Somalia, I don't have any belief that I'm going to be safe from U.S. or U.N. incursions in that area. And, I mean, I have to go to a war zone in order to get freedom? Really? That's what I got to do?
Or Korea. Go to Korea.
Which Korea?
It doesn't matter. Just choose one.
Just Korea.
That's what one guy told us. Outside of a
in
banker's
the Fed rally.
Yeah, well, we were at an in the Fed rally, but we were at a banker's businessman kind of conference thing where a Federal Reserve chairperson was going to show up. That video is at freeking.com. If you care to find it, you can just search for in the Fed, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So maybe you had some experiences today while you were out and about with Memorial Day and the various celebrations or conversations and such. And of course, it was nice. Last year we had Emberly with us, who was in the military. This year, James, a.k.a. Robin Hood, came out with us, and he was also in the military. So it was nice to be able to have somebody there who, when someone would snipe at you with, "Gentlemen, fight for our freedom," or whatever, you know, cliche line, James could come back at him and say, "Yeah, I was in the military," and actually his sign indicated that as well. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. free. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content of the website with our brand new Reddit integration. If you haven't gone to freetalklive.com in a while, maybe you are one of the few people who were having technical difficulties with our old site. Everything's changed now. The general concept of the site is still the same, but in that you can submit content and then vote on it, vote it up, vote it down. More voted up stuff makes it toward the top of the website. So that hasn't changed, but what has changed is the implementation that now we're using Reddit's system, or we're using their API, as it's called, to essentially put Reddit's Free Talk Live subreddit right on the front page of our website. And I think it's working out well. We've had a number of submissions over the last couple days, and it's really only been live for a couple days, so I'm sure all of our older users are still just now discovering the change. Go drop by freetalklive.com and check it out. And then when you find something online that you think is cool or outrageous or interesting or fun or whatever, whatever you think we might enjoy, whatever you think might get on the radio, you can submit it as show prep there at freetalklive.com.
School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. You go to schoolsucksproject.com now and make our user account and follow the show on Twitter, School Sucks Show, and subscribe on YouTube at School Sucks Podcast Channel. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so we've been talking about Memorial Day activities. I was out this morning with a peace contingent, people who were out with signs and flags, standing at the central square in Keene, New Hampshire, as the militaristic folks were putting together their yearly Memorial Day parade. We then got into the back of the parade, as we did last year. However, this year we got a little bit of a tough time from some of the Keene police officers, who I suspect may have been prepared for us this time around, considering that we did the same thing last year. And so as we were getting into the back of the parade, one of them shouted on his PA that we were to get out of the road.
Did you say, but they're in the road?
Right. Yeah. Yes. And then at another point, he got out of his car to threaten us with some kind of ticket. Not an arrest, but some kind of pedestrian in the street ticket or something like that. And then later, when talking to this is the same officer who then later talked to us for an hour afterwards. So after being
while
real bossy,
you were standing in the street.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was parked in the middle of the street blocking traffic at the time that we were talking with him. We were all standing in the middle of the street. So
the veterans fought for your freedom to walk in the street. Now get out of the street.
He seemed to suggest that it would be totally okay with him if next time we did not walk at the end of the parade, but we walked before the last car in the parade. So like he had some completely arbitrary set of standards as far as you know what could we do next time to avoid him threatening us.
Maybe
in the first
next
place.
Time we could petition the parade organizers to officially be part of the parade.
I don't know how you go about doing that, but if you would like to follow
who
that.
Who are the parade organizers?
I have no idea. This is the city? Maybe the veterans of foreign wars or somebody like that? I really don't know. So that was some of my experience. Obviously, we continued to march. We kind of marched away from that officer and went a little faster up the parade and then got in behind the karate kids who are there every year, even though I'm not really sure what that has to do with, celebrating the, or I guess remembering the Memorial Day.
Because after the United States military invaded Japan, the Japanese people taught them karate. I don't know.
I get it. It's cute. You know, you bring the kids out. They do their little karate chop things. And there was one kid with a little sword and all that. And so, yeah, that's cute. But, I don't know, it seems kind of commercial.
I think they probably, my guess would be is they probably donate to whatever the organization is that runs the parade.
Well, and then the local, minor league baseball team, they're always part of the parade.
Well, they're right there with the karate guys, so like they have the kind of like the sponsors area or
baseball
something like that.
And karate and stuff.
So, but I was grateful to not have anyone get up in our grill this year. That did not happen. Last year, one dude who was particularly angry got up in Chris Cantwell's face and
knocked a sign out of his hand.
That's right. And to Chris Cantwell's credit, he actually stood his ground and at the same time de-escalated the conflict by not escalating it. And I thought that was great. So this year we didn't have to deal with that. It was just a few snide remarks. The usual. We didn't hear get a job. There was actually one that was really unusual.
Go back to Brattleboro.
Now Brattleboro is in Vermont. It's across the border. We're
about 20 miles.
Yeah, it's just west of here. And so the suggestion is that there's a bunch of hippies, I guess, in Brattleboro. But we're in Keene, New Hampshire. This is like the liberal corner of New Hampshire. So I'm not sure what he was getting at. And then, of course, Graham.
But it's funny.
Graham, who was there with us, pointed out to him that he was born and raised in Keene.
Right.
And after Graham pointed that out, the old man said the same thing. Go back to Brattleboro.
Right. Well, it's a good line. I don't know what else to say to
it. Well, and I think the reason they didn't say get a job is because most businesses are closed today because of the holiday.
Yeah. So beyond that, it was the usual, you know, they fought for your freedom to do this. And
of course, you have a veteran in the parade with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, thank you. I don't know that I did fight for that reason or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's all so convoluted. And it's like they think that it has something to do with veterans. Like you're marching in the parade because you hate veterans. I don't know one peace advocate that really feels that way.
Sure.
I mean, who cares more about the veterans than the person who doesn't want them going someplace where somebody's going to shoot at them?
No,
it's the a-holes running around that say, I love veterans, that are just so happy to send them out there in places where people throw hot lead at their butts. I mean, what? Thanks! But for friends like you, I don't need freaking enemies!
One thing that annoys me, and Mark, you briefly alluded to it, is the people that confuse Veterans Day and Memorial Day. They are two distinct holidays for distinct reasons. Memorial Day is to remember people that have died in horrendous wars.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans Day is when you remember the people that are still alive and did not die.
Right, because you can't be a dead veteran.
Right.
Can you? I guess you could.
You could if you died after you didn't die in a war.
So that was my experience. There really wasn't much else to say.
Did anybody say this isn't the time or place? We heard that last year.
Yeah, I believe James heard that one. I did not hear it, but after we kind of got back. And
the insinuation last year was there's the peace rally on Saturdays for 1 hour with the people that are also holding up don't smoke spice signs. That's the time and place for everything. Saturdays from 11 to noon. Right. That's your time.
Don't be coming into our territory when we're here worshiping the state and the military apparatus. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So maybe you've got some comments that you would like to share on the issue of Memorial Day and the various different aspects that surround that. You can also take control and bring up anything you'd like. This is Free Talk Live.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and to soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. And the we tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Daryl Perry is with us from FPP.cc. And Daryl, what is FPP.cc?
FPP.cc is the website for Free Press Publications, which is my media and publishing company. And on the website, you'll find daily news from lewrockwell.com. There's also the weekly news and opinion that I share that gets posted every Sunday. You can find the Freedom Minute, which is the 5-minute weekly newscast that I do. And there's also the Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, which is a weekly 2-hour show that I do. That's all there on FPP.cc.
You had Derek J. Freeman on this week.
I did. He was on for half an hour to discuss the Vernon Hershberger trial,
which was fascinating. We had him on Saturday nights, of course, for those of you, or Saturday night. For those of you who missed that, you can just go to freetalklive.com and you can download the archive there. He got into a great amount of detail, but there's so much to that trial. I imagine that there's more on your discussion that we didn't cover on Saturday night at Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, which, again, you can go to fpp.cc, or in that case,
radio.fpp.cc
to grab that. Of course, Derek J. is always such a dynamic and interesting guest to have.
Yes.
He's great. Looking forward to seeing him up here in just a matter of weeks for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
3 weeks?
Something like that, yeah. Porkfest X happening June 17th through the 23rd. So we are literally right around the corner from the beginning of what is the largest outdoor liberty-loving event that I've ever heard of. It's probably one of the largest liberty events, period, that happens in the world on a yearly basis. It's happening June 17th through the 23rd, and it will be at Rogers Campground, which thankfully was not completely burned down this weekend. One of the buildings at Rogers Campground,
the Bingo Hall,
which is where a number of people spoke last year and years previous.
They're not speaking there this year.
There were some people that were cooking there. It's actually connected to the pool. So apparently the pool's even shut down temporarily. Hopefully they will have it repaired because I guess the Bingo Hall area, the building, held whatever pumps or pool sort of stuff was necessary.
Yeah,
there,
and then the bathrooms where you changed and showered for the pool were attached there.
So, yeah, hopefully some of that will be repaired by this coming Porkfest, which is in a few weeks. Otherwise, I've heard chatter among some of the porcupines, among some of the Free State Project participants, that maybe they would help with a rebuild or something like that, which would be totally cool. I mean, I don't know if it's going to pan out, but if that actually happens, like for the Free State Project participants to come in there and basically take a construction project on the Rogers Campground site.
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
Yeah. So, I don't know. At the very least, hopefully the pool will be fixed because obviously a lot of youngsters enjoy being in that pool.
Yeah. Pool's a big deal.
So, and it's going to be different this year.
Buzz from Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party is doing something different with the dance party to where it's free.
Yep.
But she's doing a fundraiser to try to cover her cost. And she announced, I think yesterday, that any amount over what she covers for her cost for the dance party will be donated to the FSP to cover the rental of another tent.
To, I guess, to
set up another venue.
The pool situation because the building burned down, so you got to have somewhere else for people to go.
Yeah, because all of the events that were scheduled at the Bingo Hall are going to have to be juggled somewhere.
Yeah, that's a real last-minute, unexpected change for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But we'll weather it. People will still be there. Thankfully, no one was harmed in the fire, from what I understand.
Yep.
So just some property that can always be rebuilt. Porkfest X, it's the 10th one. It's happening June 17th through the 23rd. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night, as we always do. And so it's always a blast to be there and be around over 1,000 liberty-minded people. That's likely how many people at least will turn out this year at least if last year is any indication. You can get registered right now at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Let's go to Skype where Benjamin is on the line in California. Hey, Benjamin.
Hey.
Hey.
So I've seen a lot of posts on Facebook, and I've seen this attitude before from the liberty community, and I get where it's coming from. But one of, not disdain, but just, I guess, anger at members of the military, sadness even. But I believe that those feelings are misplaced, at least in most cases, because I think the way members of the military should be looked at is as people who have been defrauded, people who have been lied to their whole lives.
Isn't that sad?
It's incredibly sad.
But you said that people, it's misplaced to feel sad for people who've been defrauded.
I guess I misspoke.
Okay.
I think it's anger that they're expressing, but maybe it comes from sadness based on what they're seeing. Not sadness for those people who have been defrauded, but sadness over the result of their being defrauded. You know, people being overseas, innocent people being killed, the wars that are going on. And I think that's the sadness I'm talking about, not the sadness felt at people being defrauded. I think people aren't seeing them as having been defrauded. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about.
My experience with having worked in various jobs with people that were former military is that a lot of the people that join the military do so because they want to go kill people. I used to work with a guy when I worked at a car wash right around the time of the Libya invasion. He said, I want to go reenlist so I can go kill some Libyans because killing people is fun.
Wow, that's sick. I don't know what the percentages are of those guys, but from what I've heard from people in the military, it's not the majority.
I would think not.
Well, I didn't say majority.
No, I know that. I'm just saying.
I said my experience is a lot.
But what kind of shunning does that person receive in the military? And I don't know if I don't know specifically, but I think it's interesting that
people are probably too afraid to shun a psychopath like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wake up dead.
But I get where you're coming from, Benjamin. I tend to feel similarly in this particular instance that it doesn't do any good to sort of go after the soldier, as it were. Every one of us who's listening right now has been in that position where they have said, you know, I think this is a good thing, or they were willing to enlist themselves. And so all of us have had this experience. And I think that if people in the liberty community get angry at folks in the military, oftentimes what it is an expression of anger at themselves for sort of being so foolish. I'm using my air quotes there. And that this is oftentimes what human anger is about, is sort of, I've changed my mind. Why the hell haven't you changed yours the same time I changed mine? And that sort of frustration.
Right. I think it comes from a place of, I've come to a conclusion. I've realized things. Why haven't you? And actually, I do think a lot of people who go into the military do eventually come to those conclusions. I know that in my activism, the first people who supported me, some of the strongest supporters I have, are former or current people in the military who are kind of in this place, seeing how the government operates and going, this isn't what I signed up for. I mean, they're kind of trapped now because they've made this their career, but they come to those conclusions and they're like, wait a second. A guy I know who was a Marine. He's the first guy who showed up at some of the protests we did. He got out of the Marines and came to the conclusion, what the heck was all that for? Why was I doing all that stuff? You know, he got in thinking, you know, I'm going to protect people. I'm going to do good. And then after 4 or 6 years or whatever it was, said, well, that's not what I was doing. I was just overseas hurting people, and it wasn't what I had joined up for. So I think, you know, and there probably are plenty of sociopaths who get in and just want to go kill people. I think there are a lot of people who get in for, in air quotes, the right reasons, wanting to help people, wanting to protect people.
Money for college.
Well, that's a whole separate category of people. But then realize, well, that's not what this is. This is what it is about. But I don't think we should be attacking the soldiers for having been, not brainwashed, but brought up this way.
I tend to agree with where you're coming from. If you want to stand by, we can dig in a little bit further here. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Certainly attacking somebody is not a good way to get them to listen. Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of your toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's the live Memorial Day edition of the program. I need to remember to remind listeners that we are actually here live today. There are a lot of talk shows, I think, that take time off for any old holidays they can, really. And we make a point of being here. And so thanks to our board operators over at the Genesis Communications Network for coming in today to allow us to bring this program to you live. So maybe you want to comment on Memorial Day and how you feel. You know, what were some of the conversations or issues you saw while you were out and about today? What were your experiences like? I had a positive experience holding a peace flag and walking at the end of a Memorial Day parade with some of my peace-oriented activist friends here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. Got a lot of positive response from people and the inevitable nasty comments from the total state-worshipping warmonger types. But overall, it was pretty good, and I would say it was even better than last year. We had an extra activist come out this time, and the activist contingent was different, so we had different faces out this time around. And overall, positive experience. I'll be posting a picture of that at freekeen.com here shortly. It's already up on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, so you can get a look at what went on, at least in this community. But interested in hearing your story at 855-450-FREE. And we've got Benjamin on the line. We're going to continue with his thoughts here. And he's, by the way, connected to us on Skype via username lrn.fm. Now, Benjamin, what you've been saying to us tonight is that you think it's important for liberty-minded people to not attempt to offend the people that are in the military, because a lot of them could very well be liberty-minded or at least come in our direction in the future. And
you know, making somebody angry is not a very good way to get them to pay attention to you or to care about what it is that you're trying to say to them. And I guess where you're coming from on this is some of the things you've seen online, perhaps on Facebook. And of course, when it comes to Facebook, it's a bit of a libertarian macho flash haven. It's a place where people, you know, they feel like this is their personal Facebook page and they can post whatever they darn well please. And I think they're right about that. Are you only talking about people and how they behave on Facebook? Or are you saying that there are people who you think go out of their way to offend military people in real life?
No, I think it's generally what I see online, not just Facebook, but it's a general sense of I'm liberty-minded, and therefore I am anti-war, and therefore anti-military, and therefore anti-soldier. And I get where all that's coming from. I just find it to be counterproductive. And I think, for me, like I hear a lot of people throwing out the cliche, and this isn't from the liberty community, of, you know, soldiers are protecting our rights. And, you know,
yep,
I don't believe that. You know, I don't believe that. But at the same time, I don't think there is harm in recognizing that there are individuals who are willing to put their lives in harm's way, in theory, to protect other people.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that's the case with many people who are in the military. But let me ask you this. It's not that I think this, Benjamin. It's not that I don't disagree with you, but I do want to ask you sort of the devil's advocate questions here. During the Iraq conflict, the numbers out of the State Department through WikiLeaks was something like 9 out of every 10 people killed was a non-combatant. And so, therefore, they were killed by people. I'm going to assume those people were likely U.S. soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen. Or at least through the consequence of their actions. And if, let's just take that number down to 4 out of 5 people, or, you know, 5 out of 10, 1 out of 2 people is innocent that's killed in the Iraq conflict, exactly what am I supposed to thank a soldier for today?
Nothing. You're not supposed to thank them for killing innocent people.
But do you get it? I mean, like,
yeah, no. I completely agree with that. Like I said, I know where these feelings are coming from, but I think for Memorial Day, you know, it's a generalized thing, and I think that you can't pick out specific instances and just go, oh, so some soldiers have killed innocent people, and therefore I can't be grateful for everybody. And it's not, for me with Memorial Day, it's not just those who have died. It's just the fact that there are people willing to go be killed. And I know that there's Veterans Day too, but just it reminds me of that there are people willing to put their lives online for what I believe are misplaced ideals, but that there's a willingness to do that. And I'll go even far as this. There are guys who jump on grenades to save the other guys in their platoon. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that because they were in the military for the bennies, and they didn't do that because they were in the military because they're sociopaths out to kill people. That's not why they were the types who were willing to jump on a grenade. You know what I mean?
Yep, sure. There's this this guardian type personality, and you can see it in particular government jobs, and I think that it often, I have this type of personality, I understand it very well. It's the kind of person that will, you know, they run towards trouble, not away. They intend to protect other people as best they can. They will often take orders very, very well because they think that that's the best way to, at least that's how they've been socialized to believe that that's the best way for them to do that particular type of job. They'll populate jobs like fireman and police officer and military and oftentimes, you know, that they're male because males have been taught your life is relatively worthless in the societal unit. So go ahead and do these things for us.
Right.
Benjamin, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just I think we should try to keep things civil. And, you know, you can attract more flies with honey than vinegar. That's all.
Yeah, I totally agree with that statement. I think it's a cliche to some extent, but I think it's a good one. However, well, let me give you an example. So I was carrying a peace flag today. The signage that was surrounding me included Make Love, Not War. And then there was a James Madison quote about tyranny coming to America. And I don't think that anything that we had today was particularly, you know, there wasn't anyone with a sign saying baby killers or anything like that. You know, like there wasn't anything like overtly offensive. But some people are still going to take offense to the fact that there's some people carrying peace flags in a Memorial Day parade. Would it be your suggestion that we should not have gone?
No, I think that's the perfect way to go about it. I guess.
But some would use the same cliche to describe what we did today. They would say, "Oh, well, you know, you have to use honey to attract the flies or whatever."
I suppose more what I'm talking about is people who post things like. Or say things like, you know, if there were no soldiers, there would be no war. Or, you know, if all the soldiers just laid down their weapons, there'd be no more war. You know, stuff like that.
That's actually kind of true, because if nobody's fighting, then there is no fight.
Right, and isn't that essentially the message of a peace flag? Is like, hey, stop it. Let's forget all this war stuff.
It's kind of true, but to me, it's very wishful thinking. Yeah, you know, it'd be nice if no one murdered ever again. Okay, that's great, but some people will murder, and it would be nice if there were people willing to defend myself and other people if there are murderers around.
Benjamin, thank you, man. I really appreciate your call, as always, at 855-450-FREE. I guess my point is, like, I agree with Benjamin that you shouldn't go out of your way to make some sort of statement that is essentially designed to really upset people if your goal is to bring those people on board with the ideas that you're trying to present.
A lot of people in the Liberty community, and I think that this is what it comes down to, are not interested in bringing people on board with their ideas. They are interested in destroying someone else's arguments that were similar to their own at some point in their past, and therefore, by destroying this other person's arguments, they may destroy their own history with those arguments or something, and that they, you know, that's what their goal is. Their goal is to defeat another person, in which case they may or may not achieve that goal, but it does nothing for the ideas of liberty.
Yeah, I think your intentions, I think, matter to some extent, and what you say is important, but ultimately, on a day like this, when people's emotions are running high and they've got the patriotic music flowing through their veins,
yep, Lee Greenwood.
Yeah, and you know when you encounter people who have this fervor, this patriotic spirit, this nationalistic fervor, when you encounter these people, there's just some of them that no matter how tactful you are, no matter how crafted the message, someone's going to get up in your face with something rude and they're going to attempt to escalate.
Trying to say that you should die because you don't think that people should kill people. With the whole, if you don't stand behind the troops, stand in front of them.
Yeah.
Which essentially means that the person saying it, I believe that if you are anti-war, that you deserve the death penalty for having that viewpoint.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I guess my point is you can only use so much honey. Eventually, you're going to find somebody who just doesn't care, and they are upset about what you're trying to...
You're allergic to honey.
...to portray. All right, so you can take control here. Hour number two is next. Coming up, sanctions. We'll tell you more.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.